Dig a Bit, a podcast for women who want to dig into the meat of God's Word for a bit. We are glad you have taken a few minutes out of your day to listen. Our host is Cindy Colley from thecolleyhouse.org. Now grab your Bible and let's dig in.
Hello there. I hope that you're having a great day. I'm having a good day. It is very dark and rainy in Huntsville, Alabama. I hope you're having some sunshine wherever you are. This is Wednesday, and it is about the 16th, I guess, and we are 6 days away from our podcast, so we're having our podcast next Tuesday night on the 23rd, and I'm looking forward to that. I wanted to do a couple of things this morning, and I'm probably going to divide this actually into two digabits because my list was long. When I was looking at the question, do you believe that David's mournful spirit about the death of Saul was genuine? Explain your answer. And to me, that was just kind of a rhetorical question, because as we look at the life of Saul and David and their relationship, we see that David, over and over and over again, is sad at the rebellion of Saul, is very sore and anguished in his spirit because that God is not pleased with Saul. And he even goes so far as to do good over and over and over again to Saul because he is passionate about the protection of God's anointed. And so I made a list. I just went back through 1 and 2 Samuel and made a list of each time that David could have sought revenge or could have murdered Saul, or could have been angry at some of Saul's family and treated them badly. And it is a long list. It's 38 things from, in my count, from the books of 1 and 2 Samuel that show that David really went out of his way to be kind and good, and that the death of Saul was a blow to David. Even though he said at one point when he spared Saul's life, he said, you know, God will choose what time to take him, or he'll be killed in a battle, or he will just die of old age, but I am not going to be the one that kills him. And so when we look at 1 Samuel, I'm just going to list these for you, and I probably will do so in a divided digabit, as I said, because it's a long list. But in chapter 16 is when the relationship started, but with David doing something very good for Saul, playing his harp for him to soothe his spirit. Chapter 17, when David killed the giant, this was not for his own glory. He came in the name of the kingdom of Israel, in the name of God. So he killed the giant for the kingdom of Saul. In chapter 18, David had a javelin thrown at him, and he did not retaliate. Instead, he just disappeared. When he could have, being a younger man than Saul, he could have overtaken him. He could have retaliated, but he did not. I'm sure that if he had retaliated, there would be some protectors of Saul, but at least he could have shown some anger, but he did not in chapter 18. And also in chapter 18, he did not retaliate when Merib was given to another man after Saul had promised to give Merib, his daughter, to David. We don't hear that David was angry or retaliated at that time. In chapter 18 as well, David brought, in payment for Michal, he brought Saul 100 Philistine foreskins. You know, it would have been really easy for a lesser man to say, you already promised me your daughter. I don't have to bring you any Philistine foreskins for you to give me a daughter, because that's just keeping your word. But we don't find him saying that. In chapter 19, he didn't seek vengeance when Jonathan told David of Saul's intent to murder David. He didn't seek vengeance. He just decided on the plan of trying to avoid that murder. In chapter 19, David slew many Philistines in Saul's service, the Bible says. In chapter 19, we have a repeat of number 6, which was that he didn't seek vengeance when Jonathan told David of Saul's intent to murder David. He repeated that again in chapter 19 when Jonathan had gone to Saul and found out that he was indeed seeking David's life, and he reported that to him. In chapter 19, he did not seek vengeance when Saul told the messengers to bring him in from the bed with Michal. Instead, he got out the window and Michal helped him escape. In chapter 19, he didn't seek vengeance when Saul sent three groups of men to get him and they all became prophets. He could have retaliated against those men, and that wouldn't have been as scary as retaliating against the king personally. In chapter 20, we see that he loved Jonathan. Even though Jonathan was the son of his arch enemy, he loved him as he did his own soul. He didn't have to do that. In chapter 20 also, he didn't seek vengeance for the spear that was thrown at Jonathan. If he loved him as his own soul, certainly he became angry when Saul was trying to kill Jonathan. But he didn't seek vengeance for that spear either. In chapter 20, he forfeited all the time that he could have had, almost all the time that he could have had in his life with his best friend Jonathan. But he forfeited that because of Saul. In chapter 21, he had to flee because of Saul, and he even went into the camp of the Philistines. In chapter 23, David smote the Philistines that were robbing the storehouses, that were robbing Israel, the kingdom of Saul, Saul's storehouses, threshing floors. He actually smote those Philistines in behalf of Saul in chapter 23. Also in chapter 23, David and Jonathan were forced to have to meet in secret for very short amounts of time because of Saul. In chapter 24, David spared Saul's life in the cave at En-Gedi. And you remember how that went. He could have taken his life, and everyone wanted him to take his life. Everyone in David's army wanted him to go ahead and kill Saul. But David spared Saul's life because he was the anointed one. And in chapter 24 as well, David stooped and bowed to the ground before Saul, showing him honor and respect. We'll pause there, and then we'll pick up in the next dig a bit, because there are several more of these occasions where we can give evidence that David was truly mournful at the death of Saul because of the way that he had treated him while he was alive. I hope you have a good day.